This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bing West, a Marine combat veteran, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, and author most recently of The Strongest Tribe. He's also been embedded multiple times with American forces in Afghanistan and has just returned from a deployment there not that long ago. And Bing, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, obviously, the president made a surprise visit to Afghanistan over the weekend. We know that the fighting has intensified and probably will intensify considerably more as forces move towards Kandahar. How would you describe the fighting that you saw?
Well, I would describe it as saying that wherever the Americans go, they can dominate. And the new change is that wherever the Americans go, there are now Afghan soldiers with them. So it's not an issue of what happens, it seems to me, on the battlefield anymore, Greg. We're going to have success on the battlefield. The problem is that it's American success. And the reason the president went to Afghanistan, he flew something like 17 hours round trip to spend 2 hours with Karzai and the Afghan cabinet. And the reason he did that was to say, come on, get with it. Smarten up. And so the issue isn't how we do on the battlefield, really. It's what's happening with the government.
What needs to happen with the government?
They have to become patriots. And they have, you know, but I don't know whether I'm whistling by the graveyard when I say that. I mean, people in their 50s and 60s, do you change character? They're not pulling their load. They're not showing the spirit, the dedication, the devotion to their country that they have to. And if they don't at this particular point, 8 years into a war, yay, you really have to say, what is it that we've stumbled into here?
How would it manifest itself if they were to act in the way they need to act here? What would they be doing that they're not doing, or what would they not be doing that they are doing?
Well, the first thing, you start at the top. The first thing Karzai would have to do is basically say, I'm the president of Afghanistan, not the mayor of Kabul. And he would get out with his troops. And he would say, I want to see victory. And he would promote those who are most aggressive. And then when we went to him about people like his brother, and we said, look, Mr. Karzai, your brother down in Kandahar, we just can't tolerate this because he appears to be on everybody's side. He's too much of a weasel. Then Karzai would say, that's it. And he'd turn to his brother and he'd say, you know, I have this wonderful ambassadorship with you in Mogadishu or something. You're out of here. That's not how Karzai plays the game. Karzai, unfortunately, is willing to let us do the heavy lifting for him.
What about how the current Obama administration is handling this? I know you weren't a huge fan of how he laid out the policy at his speech at West Point a number of months ago, but how effective do you think this trip was, and what more does he need to do?
I don't know how he can expect on one trip to make a difference. I'm afraid that this president, and I'm being very careful here, but he has a very high opinion of himself, but that doesn't necessarily translate into actions that other people took. He went to Copenhagen at one point to push for Chicago for the next Olympics and things like that, and people said, well, thanks very much for your time, and went ahead and did what they were going to do. So going all the way to Kabul, he was really, I think, indicating to Karzai, hey, Karzai, I came 16 hours to give you a message. You better get the message. Well, but the question is, supposing Karzai just fluffs him off, you know, supposing things don't change, what's the next shoe that the president can drop? And you're in the middle of a military surge that is working, and you have a government surge that isn't working. What are your alternatives? I think there's only one major alternative out there, but we don't dare touch it. And the major alternative is to look at Afghanistan, and we look at Pakistan. The power in Pakistan is the army. But as a liberal democracy, we don't dare say that because we've set Karzai up. And the last thing you want is the army behind the scenes basically saying to Karzai, hey, Karzai, you better get in line, and this is what we're going to do. So the president, by threatening Karzai, okay, he's thrown down the threat. But supposing Karzai shrugs his shoulders, I don't know, Greg, what the next move is.
Well, we're talking with Bing West, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, Marine combat veteran, most recently the author of The Strongest Tribe. In our last couple minutes here, Bing, I want to talk about what you've seen on the front lines once again. You mentioned that our troops are dominating, that they are very successful. What most of all is making them successful?
So far, it's, I'll just be blunt. I mean, so far, it's because they are inherently aggressive before they ever get to Afghanistan. And by that, I mean, consider, they are volunteers. They volunteered, for instance, I was out with the Marines down in Marja and the Special Forces. They volunteered for the Marines and Special Forces. Then they volunteered to go to Afghanistan. And they're trained as riflemen. They want to fight. And they have terrific leadership and high morale. So if you're the Taliban, you say, uh-oh, I better stay away from those guys because they're looking for a gunfight. And that makes a huge difference. So I am absolutely convinced that wherever the Americans go, they can achieve success. I worry about the analogy to the snowplow pushing water. You know, sure, they're successful wherever they go, but what takes roots behind them? That's still a little bit up in the air, and I am concerned that the Pashtun tribe as a whole, and that those are the ones we're fighting, the Taliban out of the Pashtun tribe, which is about easily 10 million people altogether, they don't turn each other in. So you're not getting a lot of arrests. You're not really, the Taliban know they're not doing well, but the Taliban are hoping they'll just be able to hang on until the Americans leave.
Bing, we've heard military retirees and other experts on national security suggest that our troops are frustrated by the rules of engagement and a desire to limit civilian casualties as much as possible. A lot of proverbial handcuffs have been placed on our troops. Did you notice any of that same frustration when you were actually around the troops?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think it's a two-edged sword, and I think our troops get it. But sure, they are really frustrated. They have a lot of targets, and they cannot use our relative advantage. We used to talk about our precision air. Now we talk about not using air because it's not precise. That is, we don't know what's inside a compound, and the Taliban fight from the compounds. So then you call for air, and the air will get on there and say, well, wait a minute, I'm not sure I should hit that. So you get a lot of delays and frustration with the troops. But I wish I could tell every troop, you know, unless you've been out there with me and walked into these houses and seen what happens when you do kill that innocent family, then if you could see that, you wouldn't complain that much. And our troops are very decent people. So on balance, while we are very restricted, we can still achieve our objectives because our troops are such better shots than the other side. So on balance, would I go back on this ROE? No, but I'm very uneasy about it, and I'm very uneasy that we put it in writing.
Well, Bing, so much to talk about, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon as developments warrant on the ground. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Bing West, Marine combat veteran, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, author most recently of The Strongest Tribe, and many times embedded with the troops in both Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.